Philip Stokes is looking to win his hometown cup on Pakenham Cup Day. He's got good idea going around. He's got a great team on the support card as well. And it's always great to have a chat to Philip. Morning, Philip. Are you well?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Michael.
It would look pretty good on the trophy at Pakenham Cup, wouldn't it, on the mantelpiece?
Yes, I'd love to win our hometown cup. So, good idea in it.
How do you think the track is? We're going to have a chat to the track manager tomorrow, but we've had a few heavy showers in the last few days. Has Pakenham been copping much of that rain over the last couple of days?
Not really. We had a pretty big storm come through here last night, but it was very quick, and I think the track will be perfect.
Well, that'll suit Good Idea, who's been such an honest horse for the stable. He was a little stiff at Flemington. He's a horse that likes to get rolling, and he was held up just coming into the straight where he likes to build his momentum. I know he's got a big margin to turn around on team captain, but he's also got a big weight differential in his favour tomorrow.
Yeah, definitely. I thought the Flemington run was good. He had a big weight, you know, and like you said, he just struggled. He wanted to build his momentum, couldn't go, and then when he wanted to go, he just struggled on the weight a bit, but it was good. He ran well. We just kicked him ticking over towards this. We sort of want to run him in that Adelaide Cup again, and this looked like a nice race.
What about the 2500? Is that almost going to be too short for him? Do you think he can get up and get winding over 2500?
Yeah, well, I'd obviously like it a bit further, but, you know, there's been a little while between runs now, and I think we've got him fresh enough, hopefully, that he can show a turn of foot.
How do you see the race panning out for him tomorrow? He's drawn a good gate. You probably don't want him cluttered up like he was at Flemington.
No, a good gate. Put him in the first three or four and take bad luck out of it, and then he can sort of get rolling when he feels the time's ready.
It looks an even Pakenham Cup. There's no standouts. Where do you think he fits in?
Well, just looking at the odds, I might have got it wrong. I thought he'd be a good chance, but they've got him 25-1. So I think he's the top three chance.
Yeah, it does look very generous, doesn't it? So that's a good idea. You kick off the day in race number one, Lyrical Lad, who was absolutely brilliant at Cranbourne. The heavy track absolutely suited it down to the ground. Were you surprised with that performance in the heavy, or had he shown you that he's an absolute mudlark before?
Not really. We hadn't tested him on it, but nothing worries. Of course, he'll run through anything. So heavy, dry, that won't worry him. So he goes there in good order, and that was a good win. And Billy's still, you know, he's going really good at home, and he'll run well again.
He's obviously bounced out of that run well. Sometimes a heavy track can take a bit out of them, but he's come through well.
Yeah, he's come through in great order. We go most of our runners, we bring them up here to the farm and just keep them jogging around for a week, and they seem to really come out of their runs well, and they can back up.
It looks a good race tomorrow. Again, a nice gate as well. Are you confident?
I am, yeah. No, his record is very good. He's very genuine, and I can't fault the horse, so he'll run well.
Race number three, you've got two runners. You've got Yulong Defence and you've also got Huffington, which goes around. The market's got Yulong Defence as your best chance. I suppose last start, is it a forgive run at Flemington down the straight?
Yeah, it was. He didn't handle it that day. He sort of, a bit of a highly strung horse and sort of cooked himself up before the race, and then he just didn't handle the straight at all. He never changed lead legs. He was hanging. So forget that. Back around it. And especially down that chute at Pakenham will be ideal, and he's ready to run a big race.
How is the chute at Pakenham?
It's really good, really good. They never let us get on it, so it should be perfect.
All right, so he's another one that you sound pretty confident about. What about Huffington?
Yeah, very genuine. She tried hard the other day in the Apache Cat, just a heavy track border undone, only beaten a couple of lengths, and she's definitely a player too.
All right, who of your two would you have a leaning towards?
Oh, probably Yulong, because he's still on the up, where Huffington's probably been at work for a while, but, you know, probably Yulong, yep.
Defiant Dancer goes around tomorrow as well in the David Burke Memorial, and, gee, I thought it was a good run down the Flemington Straight, and what was a pretty strong race. He wasn't far off them, and stepping up in distance would look to suit as well.
Yeah, definitely. I thought it was a good return. The month between runs is ideal. I think the last time we won a race was Pakenham Cup Day, so here we are again.
Gets in well with the claim, just the 51 kilos. What about the barrier? Where do you see Defiant Dancer slotting in?
Oh, I'd probably just like to see him in the first three or four again, and you know, well, barriers don't seem to really matter down the straight. That 1,200-metre shoot, I don't think. So wherever, midfield, whatever, wherever he's comfortable.
Is he over the odds at $8?
Yeah, well, I think so. I think he's a good bet at that.
And then we end the day with way to go, Paula, who was the eye-catching run last start behind a horse that's in really good form, Duchess of Dorset. You're running into a pretty good one tomorrow, though, in race number 8 as well, with Yulong January resuming. Can way to go, Paula, get any closer, or is that just the way needs to be ridden with Jamie Carr on board?
No, she can definitely get closer. Just the other day, they went very at a very good tempo, and we left her to ride a quiet from the barrier because she drew the outdoor, and yeah, she rattled it off well. Obviously, we've got a smart one to beat there, but she's on her home track, and you know, she'll run well.
She loves the Pakenham circuit. It's a really good team, Phil. Who do you think's your best chance tomorrow?
I'm thinking Lyrical Lad and maybe Lyrical Yulong Defiant are probably my top three. Yeah, I think if you had something straight out on them, you should come out in front.
I like that. We've got three good ones there. And can Savannah Cloud finally break through tonight at the Valley?
I think he can. I thought he ran super first up after coming back from an operation. Ran into obviously a very smart horse, and he's been around the Valley before and ran well, so I'm very happy with him.
Got a couple of good chances in Adelaide as well. Who's your best?
In Adelaide, totally discreet, and I think the Neodium is ready to run a nice race.
Could be a big weekend for the team, especially with a hometown cup. Best of luck, Philip.
Thank you. Here's hoping.